Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk, and I'm joined by my friend Mark.
Mark Waltz, over on the west side of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the east side of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're waiting for Heather, who should be calling in from somewhere far
she
away.
She is in town.
Huh?
She's in New York somewhere.
Oh, is she in New York already? Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, cool.
I think so. I think she was coming in today.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's good.
Remember what she's coming in for?
Yes, I do. Our shameless self-promotion. We are having a wonderful weekend workshop on chart reading A to Z, taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, 6 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 5:30, Sunday, 10 to 5:30. That's going to be at the SLC Conference Center, which is at 15 West 39th Street in New York. And it should be a great fun. We have a great lot of things planned, and it'll be a really good workshop. And registration is a half an hour before. So feel free to come. You can come as a walk-in if you're not sure you can come. You're welcome to join us at the last minute. And everybody will be getting a recording, copy of the recording, and the slides that we use. So it's going to be stepping you through all the different ways to read charts. And it should be a lot of fun. So, and we haven't, the three of us, done this before, so we're kind of looking forward to working together. I mean, we used to do lectures at different bookstores around town before Heather moved away. And now Mark and I still do, but it's always fun when we're together. So we have a good time. And
yeah,
so it's good. So, Mark, what are you looking forward to about the weekend?
Well, it's always fun to work with a group of people because we get to know each other a little bit. And they learn from each other that there are a lot of different ways to approach a chart and to approach a person that you're reading for. And they're all going to have a little bit different way to do it. And so a lot of the fun is discovering the different styles and realizing, you know, oh, this is what works for me, but I can see why that works for you. And that's very expansive, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're learning about your own strengths at the same time as you're seeing that, oh, that you know, there are a lot of other possibilities, and that's exciting.
And I remember back when I was, you know, I did a lot of photography when I was younger, and I took this class called The Roll of Film a Day, where they had you, you know, shoot a film every day, roll a film every day, and develop a contact sheet and do a print and a journal entry. And, you know, it was very interesting to see how everybody, you know, because we would all share that once a week at that class, very interesting to see how everybody approached their assignments, because sometimes there would be once a week an assignment, shoot light or shoot sadness or shoot. And everybody, you know, it was fascinating to watch the different takes on the same concept and how very different approaches and how they all helped. And then also, you know, the three of us are all professional astrologers, so we have, you know, stories from our kits of in our adventures in life reading charts for people of what worked and what doesn't, and, you know, and a lot of it is sharing and communication. So I think it'll be a really fun, very interesting, expansive weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. You know,
yep.
So yeah, so hopefully you want to join us, and it's astrology chart reading A to Z. So if you Google Eventzilla, astrology chart reading A to Z, you'll find it, and it's also on my website and Heather's and Mark's. So feel free to climb in through that portal. And if you fail to do that, you can certainly just show up Friday night or Saturday morning if you don't want to do the Friday night piece. And we will gladly welcome you to the group. And forward on the note. So this week actually is pretty quiet, Mark. Last week was lots of drama. We had people overdosing on heroin. We had Woody Allen's daughter stepping forward. We had just a lot in the news. Justin Bieber really going wild, and Chris Christie getting caught. And I was a busy news week. I had trouble keeping up. This week's a little more quiet because everybody's processing last week. And Mercury's in water, so we're much more sensitive in our communications. And Mercury is stationing to go retrograde, which makes us all pause a bit and say, So I'm looking forward to kind of a quiet week. And it's been kind of quiet on a lot of levels because people are really deeply working deep interior work. What have you
noticed? And actually part of that is because kind of the one big aspect of the week is that Saturn squaring the Sun coming up.
Yeah.
And that tends to make people pretty somber and pretty quiet.
Right.
it's a self-inventory kind of an aspect.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't always want to share what you find.
Like, right,
you
right.
Believe it.
You're kind of like, I think I don't want to tell you that about that.
Yeah, I have a few responsibilities.
Right,
You know, I got a few paybacks coming.
Right, right.
And I think I'm just kind of trying to take care of those without mentioning them.
Without what?
Without mentioning them, you know.
Yeah.
it's all the stuff you got to pay back somebody for.
Right, 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 right. Makes sense.
Even if it's good, it's just, you know, you're settling what you owe.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's often a good thing. Actually,
yeah.
Because, you know, we don't get something for nothing.
Right.
But sometimes it's, you know, you get it now and you pay later. Mm-hmm. And whatever the bill is, that kind of comes up when Saturn and the Sun are squared.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Saturn-Sun square has a lot to do. And it also, if we go back to the eclipses from November, that was when Saturn, the Sun, and the Moon, and Mercury all met. And so this week, Saturn and the Sun are squaring each other, so it brings up the story from the eclipses in November. But it also brings up a lot of energy around, you know, the direction we want to head and what we're doing. And, of course, it's an Aquarius Sun, which is very detached. And it's got a lot of quiet to it. You know, it's got a lot of silence to it. So,
yeah. And ruled by Saturn,
right? And also speaks a bit to the bigger purpose of why we're here. You know, Aquarius is all about our humanitarian approach to things. And I have to say, I've been talking a lot lately with people about the humanitarian approach they're taking or not taking, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, kind of, you know, working with people around, you know, the karma that they're sowing or not sowing by doing things or not doing things. You know, when I was raised as a Catholic, there was this whole thing my mother was really big on called the sin of omission, you know, where you leave stuff out as opposed to commission, you know. You just, you know, and I think that is Saturn square the Sun, you know. Or that to me that's a sin of omission. It's not necessarily stopping it, but you're kind of causing a problem. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then you know, you get the inventory now. Like, okay, here's what it is. Here is your omission. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
The whole list, and you get to look at the list.
Right.
And you know, again, not a bad thing unless you really are running from something bad.
Right.
Most of us,
unless you are running from something big, yeah, like that.
Yeah. You know, then that might come due. So, you know, watch your back. But, you know, for most of us, it's not a matter of even watching our backs so much as just, you know, taking into account what we owe and who we owe it to and how best to settle that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then move on and take on something new.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to kind of pay every once in a while so that you can take, you know, get a ticket for a new ride.
Right. And you have to pay the right amount, you know, or you have to pay the amount that's actually due or the amount that is, you know. Lately I've been running into a lot of people going, well, you know, they're taking it, they're stealing it, they're whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but there's a karmic payback for it. You know, they might get away with it for a while. In fact, I was doing a reading right before I talked to you, and, you know, it was somebody who's, you know, was basically playing fast and loose with the deal and stealing, you know, and I said, well, you know, you have an opportunity to help them not steal by pointing out to them that they're stealing and this is a problem, you know.
Right.
And what do they want to do about it or not? They obviously don't have to do anything about it, but that is, there's a retribution or a payback, even if on some level they know they're doing it and they're kind of talking about it, you know. But it's not, you know, so when people, there was that FBI show about, you know, how to tell liars and how to tell people not telling the truth. And people know when they're not doing the right thing. We're actually very moral folk. So there's a whole energy around not doing the right thing or doing the right thing. And I think that's part of the story that we're working with now is, well, what's the right thing for us to do? So,
yep.
Yeah. And Sun Square Saturn certainly is, you know, the authorities are going to pay attention if you're doing the wrong thing. So that's how it works. Saturn's the authority. So
yeah, that is how it works. And that's what some of that news from last week was getting us ready for.
Yeah.
There's been some lessons in. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens when you try to get away with stuff.
Right. Well, because we do. You know, a lot of times we think, well, we can. Or, you know, not everybody does, but some people
do.
And
we do for a while.
And we do for a while.
We get away with something for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then what happens, Mark?
Yeah, but then that's, you know, that's when Saturn shows up and says, okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been watching you.
I've been keeping track. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a few things to make up for here.
Yeah. There's the cosmic accounting that we call it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was doing some accounting earlier today, and I was saying, you know, I need more. I hired a bookkeeper, which is great, but I need more hands-on. You know, I need to kind of, I'm like, I just get reports, and I don't feel like I can roll, I don't know what's in them, you know. So it was kind of like, okay, I need to.
Hands-on yourself.
Yeah, you know, I used to do it all myself and know where everything was. So I've let that, you know, I mean, you get bigger and you move things around. But I'm like, no, I think I need to grab back onto that again. Makes my little Saturn and Scorpio feel happy. And, and it's understanding that that's part of what we're looking at is what do we want to have a more intimate relationship with and why? And then what has prevented us from having it and why? And what does that look like when we're going forward? Because there's a satisfaction to it, you know. Or comfort, maybe a better way to say it. So I think it's good. And the moons this week are oppositions. And then this weekend it's a lovely trine. Moon is trine Mars on the weekend in Gemini, moon trine Gemini. So the first Monday, Tuesday is Aries, which is a little more argumentative and a little more rah-rah-rah, you know. Then the Taurus moon, which is tomorrow and Thursday, or today and Thursday, is more about beauty and grace and relationships. But again, still, you know, a hard aspect because it's a separation to Saturn. And then
right.
On the weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday is the trine. So a lot of separating energy this week, which is about letting go of things and endings and saying, okay, that's finished. And so it's good week for releasing. So if you've got stuff you need to get rid of or you want to get out in the world, this is a great time to do it. So anything else you want to say about the week, Mark?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Do we have any callers on the line?
We do. We have some callers. And they have their hand raised, so I will pick them up. Hello, 631. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, Ann. Hi, Mark. It's Debbie.
Hi. Is this Debbie?
Hi.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah. How you doing? We haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been trying to actually write you and for a reading and stuff, and I don't know if I'm writing the right address or email because I haven't heard anything back.
No, we haven't gotten anything. They're on my assistant's on the emails. You may put maybe an L or an E in the wrong place.
Okay.
So what's your birth stuff? Yeah.
6/29/59.
Uh-huh.
11:10 p.m.
Okay.
And that's in Queens.
Right. Yeah, AnnOrtley@yahoo.com. That's mine. O-R-T-E-L-E-E.
Okay.
But, yeah. No, I haven't seen you come through. I mean, I watch it, too, so I haven't seen it. So I don't think you went in through any filters. Well, I found out a friend of mine whose last name turned into Hilton when she got married. She's been going into the travel filter for a while, so I apologize for not answering. Well, no, she was she was a Hilton. Now she's she's categorized as a hotel, but I apologize because I had I was like, oh, you're in the travel folder. You're not supposed to be here. But yeah, I don't think the filters are wrong. But I'll do a search for you when I hang up. All right. So what's your question?
All right, when is it going to go away?
June 29th, 1959. When is it going to go away? What are we talking about? We're talking about Saturn squaring your Venus right now.
Whatever.
Yeah, and Saturn's on your Jupiter, so your sense of optimism is a little bluey. A little bluey. And it's, well, actually, not that long. It's going to station on it. It's stationing on it now, so you're feeling the stop. And, of course, for you, Venus rules your moon in your third house, so it makes you feel a little more depressed. But, you know, Saturn's on Jupiter, so it actually has a positive outcome, which is nice, because that starts a new directional path for you. And, of course, Jupiter rules your ascendant, which co-rules your ascendant, the Pisces interception, which helps for the structure of the new life. So big change this month, end of the month, March 1st, and then the first part of March, and then Saturn goes retrograde till
Is it a positive
July.
Change?
Well, it's a change. It's starting a new 29-year cycle. So what was going on for you in 86?
Oh, God, I met my ex-husband.
Okay. So this is tied somehow to that kind of story, right? Because it was around love, and it was around creativity, and it was around, you know, expanding your ideas of what your direct, helping your direction in life and coming up with a new direction. So you met your ex-husband, you fell in love, you got married, and you changed direction. So that would be, you're having that again now.
Okay.
And you're also having to go back and look at the choices you made in your life and say, ah, that's the choice I made. Okay, now what do I want to do with it? Now that I'm where I am now, what have I learned in my journey? So,
do you see it as a good thing? Or?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I like Saturn to Jupiter because it's a new 20-year cycle, 29-year cycle. And, you know, Jupiter and Saturn, when they join together, is an abundant energy. It starts a new story, and then it ends the story. You know, the ending and the beginning happens. So that happens this month, the ending and the beginning. And then we get the new story really underway when we get to the October. So
it's not a move, right?
I don't think it's a move, no. It's not. Well, it's a midheaven, so it's career direction, but I think you're retired.
Yeah.
Ninth house might be some foreign travel, might be grandchildren. Could be a grandchild.
I highly doubt that.
Well, you know, we got it's the ninth house of babies, you know, or karma back from where you've done. So it could be an additional education thing, could be something with insurance. Because
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I know you've been talking about the whole heroin thing and all that. It's been hell.
Okay.
My son overdosed. And they brought him back. I don't know how. But
they brought him back from the heroin, from the overdose, right?
Yeah. But it's been pure hell.
And is he back to functioning, or is they just bring him back and leave part of him behind?
He's supposed to be going away tomorrow to a rehab, and I'm begging that they take him because I can't do this anymore.
Right.
No.
And this is the time when, you know, people are really sobering up, or, you know, making choices to not sober up. So it's good. So he's supposed to go away to the rehab?
I'm hoping that they take him, yeah. He has an appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that they take him because I can't take... I've done everything I could.
Right.
And I can't take another day of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he's the one that has to decide to make it work.
He what, Mark?
He has to decide
that
he needs the rehab.
Yeah. Is he ready for it, do you think?
He says he wants it, but, you know, we've been down this road before, and I don't know, you know. I just know I can't do it anymore.
Right.
You know, it's disrupted my life intensely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, not to sound selfish, but when you've done everything
you're living with an addict, it's a whole other reality, and a very hard reality, yeah.
And then, you know, to top it off, everywhere that I look, I just see heroin, and there's this bad batch, and he probably got that bad batch.
Right.
Because they had a hard time bringing him back.
Wow. Wow. But did that scare him enough to make him say, gee, I think I need to do something?
It seems to, but, you know, they forget it's, you know, it's a disease.
Yeah.
And people...
Yeah, it's a very powerful addiction.
Right. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, so it's disrupted my life intensely. Very scary time, and I'm like, okay, what's up there now? You know.
I think it'll help you to know that this comes to you with Saturn conjuncting your Jupiter,
mm-hmm.
because it's killing your joy.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. That's
right. To say Saturn is on my Jupiter, and that is what this experience is to me, and I don't need to have that. You know,
you hit it right on the nail. That's exactly what it did.
Yeah, it has to be him who decides to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't fix it for him. And
right.
all that does is mess up your joy, if you can.
Yeah.
So all you can do is let him know you love him and you hope he'll fix it,
mm-hmm.
but you can't do it.
Right.
Well, you know, the problem is he lives with me, so it's like I'm living it every
right.
single day.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So I was thinking if you saw anything good coming up, that would mean that, you know.
Well, it's a major turning point, Deb. You know, that's the beauty of it. It's a huge turning point in your life and in his in terms of the structure and the direction. And you saying, you know, I can't do this anymore. And it is an addiction, but it also is, you know, it's got an illness component to it, but it also has moments of time when we can actually stop it. And, you know, the grandchild might be that, you know, he actually takes care and heals his body. You know, because
right.
it's a fifth house. It's creating something for him. It's interesting because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had somebody come the other day and, you know, we were talking about it because she was kind of shaken by the thing. And then, you know, apropos of whatever, you know, talking in a reading, she's like, well, you know, when I used heroin, and I kind of looked at her and like, okie dokie, we're going to, and she's like,
yeah.
It takes away the pain. It takes
That's
away the pain.
Said.
And so that it's the best take away the pain thing you've ever done. And I was like, wow, so that implies that there's a state of pain that they're living in.
Right.
And that
exactly.
piece, that's the part that's hard, because living without, you know, living in a pain-free place is the goal. I mean, obviously, no one wants to live in pain. But you're living in pain because of this situation.
Right.
And not to say you should use heroin, but that was an interesting comment, because I was like, wow, you know, that level of pain is so bad, or that the level of relief is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the, you know, the living in reality space. And if we look at his chart, you know, through the vehicle of your chart, that's he's got that extreme sensitivity because
mm-hmm.
he's a Cancer. And, you know, it answers to, you know, they're just very sensitive little folk. And extremely sensitive.
His moon is in Cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never know right now.
He popped, pardon?
The what?
What'd you say? He's.
I said you'd never know it right now.
That his moon's in
Cancer. I was the enemy.
Well, you are the enemy on some level because you're holding him accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why I just wanted to know if you, you know, if you saw anything good, because then, you know, obviously, if you see good, then he's a big part of that. Do you know what I'm saying? It's,
right.
The good is the new cycle. And what
yeah.
you have to do is embrace it as a new cycle and say, we're going to approach this differently, and this household is going to be different.
Right.
And then you decide what the rules are, and you stick to them. You say that these will be the rules,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm
because
just praying that they take them tomorrow into the rehab, because
right.
I need
mm-hmm.
quite the vacation from this. But
yeah.
when you said 1986, I mean, that was pretty much one of the best years of my life, to be honest
right.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really was.
And that's coming.
I met my ex, which, you know, at the time seemed to be a joy, but, you know, whatever. But it was good
but
for
he
a
made
while,
the kid.
You know.
Yeah.
It was a very exciting year, you know, great friends, you know, and, you know, it was a great year. It was really great.
Right.
It was a great time in my life. And, you know, compared to this, I could never imagine this.
But it's coming. You know, we're getting a repeat of it. So we have to kind of honor that the universe is saying, you know, you've done this work. You know, you've been working on this for a long time. This also isn't your journey. I mean, it's your journey as this mother, and I don't know a mother alive that, you know, they're only as happy as their saddest child. But from your perspective, you know, this is an enormous opportunity for him to heal. So I don't know. What I would say to you is if they say no to you tomorrow, ask again on Friday because the aspects are a little better. And if they say no on Friday, ask again when Mercury goes direct at the end of the month. Because that's when the aspects kick, when your chart shifts. So I think he's, you know, that's the time frame for it. If, you know, they may say he's in at the end of the month, you know, that's good. When was his overdose? Was it over the weekend?
About the night it snowed, the last night it snowed.
Okay.
So what was that, like
three nights ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a big Neptune-Mercury aspect in the sky right now, which is, of course, they were talking about the amount of deaths on heroin over the last year, in this year, how big it's been, and because the Mercury-Neptune aspect. So this week is a really touchy week for that kind of
show on Sunday, and you said it was going to be like a melancholy-type week, and you were talking about the actor and all that, and my God, everywhere I look, I just see the word heroin, and I'm so sick of seeing that word, because it's touching too close to home with me, you know?
Right.
You know, but it's everywhere, and then, like, you know, the Bad Batch, you were even talking about that. it's already hit, you know, out here.
Oh, I know, it's out on Long Island, yeah, there's been a lot of deaths. Well, that's what I was hearing was 1010 Winds talking about the deaths on Long Island from it. But they've been in Jersey. They've been in Cape May. They've been, because I guess they put that stuff in to boost it, and it's killing people.
Well, so. 2 days before his overdose, his friend passed away from it.
Okay. From the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
And that didn't stop him? Or that,
no.
I guess, made more pain. It made more pain, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so... You know, it was very good. I saw that they did get the dealer for the actor.
Yep. Four
they
dealers
did get him.
Picked him up. Yeah.
Oh, there's four?
There were four people they arrested, yeah.
Amazing,
in the apartment.
Right?
Pardon?
Amazing.
Well, what I thought was, I hate to say it, but it's like, well, obviously they knew where to look, you know. So what do they know? They know these guys are out there selling this stuff, you know, because they knew where to go find them. So that part of me gets angry. It's like, why are we allowing this to happen? We know where they are. But
exactly.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that also is, you know, there's a part that kind of goes, well, you know, the drugs are way up because Afghanistan is a mess. Well, what I would do, Deb, is I would ask Archangel Michael to protect him and to protect you, and Archangel Gabriel, who is in charge of mothers, and just say, watch over me, watch over my son the next couple days till he gets into rehab, and please help us, you know. Because if his son died and his friend died and he almost died, he's having pretty strong transits between now and the end of the month. So the transit goal we're looking for is life. And living, and, you know, please support and help. And they can help if you ask. And obviously they got him back. You know, he got through the last one. So we'll keep him in our prayers for this next one.
And I'll tell you, you were right, because on your show on Sunday, I was listening, and you said there was going to be a lot of deaths. Like, every time I go on Facebook, that's all I'm seeing all week, It's death. It's like, it's really, it's sad.
Well, everybody.
I mean, that's all I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big Jupiter-Pluto week, so people take off on, they go on a long trip. And they leave their body and head off into the ethers. Yeah, it's a big death week. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, I started seeing it after your show. You know, and I'm saying, okay, is it something I see all the time, or is it because I heard it? No, it's not something I see all the time.
Some weeks are bigger than others, yeah. Because the Mercury-Neptune is I want to dissolve my boundaries and leave, and then the Jupiter-Pluto is I'm out of here. So the combo of the two is big. And, of course, Venus stationing right near Pluto is passionate stuff. So
anyway,
the show is over, so we have to hang up, but we'll keep you and your son in your prayers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Ann Ortley signing off from Access Astrology, and?
Mark Wolks signing off as well, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, so take care, folks. We love you all. Be careful out there. Watch out for those nasty drugs.
Okay.
All right, bye, all.
Bye.